Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Motherfuckers! Your dance recital pause before the song.
I love it. I love it. It was so dramatically beautiful.
Fuck you.
Let's fucking go! Let's go!
Fuck you getting into character.
Oh, I'm sick of it! I'm sick of not podcasting!
You know this is what hours. Everyone thinks this show is? Never heard it.
It's fun as watching Lewis bail on the angry thing and then come back into it. Dude, your dance recital pause. God, that upset me. You went, hold on.
You need to get in the mood.
Yeah.
We are fucking here. We don't fuck around. It's a real ass podcast, you fucking pussy bitch motherfuckers. If you're not listening to the show, you ain't shit. Send this to somebody that doesn't listen to it. Send this to somebody that doesn't listen to it and let them know that they ain't shit. Come on, baby boy. It's Real Ass Podcast Fridays. We ain't fucking around no more.
This honestly feels like walking into a room where your friend's talking to himself and you don't know that you're in the room. And then you go, you all right, Lewis?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh, baby boy, was... I'm ready.
Why are you so pumped?
I'm pumped, doggy.
Why?
Two reasons. Number one,
is Dan's here and he's acting out for him.
I love it.
Peacocking
for Dan.
Yes.
I love it.
You have such
beautiful, beautiful colors, Lewis.
Do you think I do this for Chrissy Mayer? Get the fuck out of here. Save my energy for Dan Soder. Number two, I started lifting weights again.
Ooh, yeah.
And I just feel fucking tough.
So you got gains, bro?
Yes.
Fucking meaty. Dude, go through all of it. Go through every step of how you
exercise.
You
want me to? Bro, you want
it's
me to?
It's a good pain.
Single Did you see- painful detail.
You saw the notes?
I want to see the notes, Lewis.
Let's see your circuit.
Can I just see your form, actually? Do you mind airlifting
Let me
us?
Tell you something, brother.
You're going to start doing a lot of brothers? Brother. A lot of tank tops? Like a lot of, you know, Jay talked about his dad as a stepdad as a powerlifter had those thin gold gym tank tops.
I love it.
Lewis has bedazzled back belts.
I am literally, and I mean this, I am 1 month away from only being in tank tops.
I know.
Yeah. Mark the date. Shannon, mark the fucking date down on the calendar right now. 1 month from now, we are fucking ready. Because I make gains very, very quickly. I started lifting weights again this week. I'm very excited. After this, I'm going to fucking train with Diego. It's about to get wild.
For what?
For my Jason Ellis fight.
Yeah, but when is that happening?
Shut the fuck up, Dan.
Why for the fight that'll time? Never happen.
Uh-oh. Angry. There's an angry storm coming.
Stop asking the questions that everyone asks, Dan.
Okay. So, good luck.
Be better.
Start giving us the answers we want,
Shut
Lewis.
The fuck up, Ian.
Oh.
Baby, bye-bye.
Yeah!
The Bye Guys are here. Zach Amico, Ian Finance, obviously. Zach, when Ian's on with you, you're a guest, technically, okay? So I'm just a solo host. Bye Guys Friday. Dan Soder's here.
Yeah.
We are bringing another level of energy to podcasting today.
Okay. Yeah!
Who else came into a podcast this fucking hot ever in the history of podcasting? No one.
Yeah, not that I can
remember. If the Ultimate Warrior did a podcast.
Which it would only be
I'm going to come down from the heavens and flip around.
15 minutes of just nothing speak, where he's like, as the heavens rain down upon you. Don't forget to go to stamps.com. Stamps.com.
The Ultimate Warrior podcast would rule.
I've been listening. Yeah.
He'd also be taking more breaks than you did on Legion a few years ago. Yeah.
He'd be like, now let's go to a video. Or when he's droopy warrior, he's like,
Sad cloud storm. I wonder if Cheryl will pick up my phone calls. Today's guest has an amazing podcast of his own.
Monroe Martin comes out and Lewis starts puking black.
Are you calling Monroe the Papa Shango of podcasting?
God damn it.
Monroe comes with a top hat and a sculpted on his face.
How much into you getting that excited were you ready to bail?
No, I wasn't. I knew I was coming in hot.
Can you keep it up the whole episode?
Don't ask that.
Can you keep it? Will you keep it up
the whole episode? Can I keep it up the whole episode, Ed?
Yes!
You know I can!
Yes!
Oh, man. Yes! I don't want to have to be the one that, like...
Santa, give me a coffee!
Dude, if we get stroke Lewis after this...
I can't feel my left side.
He's like, what's up, doggies? Today, everyone wants to talk about all this. I'm still going to fight Ellis, even if I don't have a right side.
I told you guys Patrice was the GOAT.
Yeah. I'm doing everything like Patrice. I'm following him in his footsteps. All right, look. Shannon, incredible show.
Following him in his footstep.
Incredible show planned today. Look, we have a lot to fucking talk about. Lots of fun stuff to talk about. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's get them done so we can just do our show, Shannon. All right, Ian, what do you have to plug, you little bitch?
Well, bitch, you stupid go. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, give it to me.
Bye,
like
guys.
It.
Every Thursday, 11 a.m., Gas Digital with Zach Amico. Twitch, Instagram, and Twitter, iAnimal69. Every Friday, 1 p.m., SiriusXM Radio, Ian's Infinite Playlist. And more than anything, I want you to listen to my ska band. We've reunited, Sock Full of Pennies, PENNYZ.
Yes. You're bringing ska back?
Can I be
a drummer?
Yeah. You want to, can you kick the drummer drum track?
No, I want you to kick the drummer.
No, our drummer fucking rules, dude.
He's the
best.
Okay.
Yeah, at best.
I'm better than I was when I was in a band, though. I don't know how I stopped practicing, stopped playing, but I have a drum set
muscle
now.
Memory.
But I'm better than I was.
Why don't you focus on that now? Stealing the drumming spot in
my ska band.
Yeah.
Sock Full of Penis.
Yeah. But we're gonna change the genre.
Yes. To what?
Because I hate ska.
No.
That's not, you can't do
death
that.
Death metal.
You can't do that.
But I can't play bass. Bass?
What?
The
stroke is happening. The stroke is here.
Oh no.
The stroke is here.
Do you smell anything burning?
I can't play blast beats.
Blast beats.
I can't play
blast beats. What are blast beats?
Say I can't play blast beats five times fast.
I can't beat blast beats. Yeah, that's hard.
I can't play blast beats. One. I can't play bass beats. I can't play blast beats.
Bass bleats?
You're fucking
bass
out.
Bass bleats, you fucking dickhead.
You're out.
Bass bleats.
Dan Soder, we got the plug.
Return of the Bonfire, Monday, March 1st, on SiriusXM.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the home in the storm.
No, that wasn't it. I see, this was all a big pro wrestling guys. I never even wanted the Bonfire.
Yes, you did.
We
had one of the most sweetest phone calls talking about
it. Bitch.
It was one of the nicest things you've ever said.
Work.
It wasn't a work at all. It was. I was getting.
I raised the interest from SiriusXM because SiriusXM was going to walk away.
You just got called. You just got me called a fag for not signing with you for a month.
It was pretty fucking gay, Dan.
But we're back.
It was the gayest thing you've ever done.
We're going back to Faction Talk Radio 103, 5 to 7 after Bennington, starting Monday. Bennington is a lead-in is fucking awesome.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's cool. We're excited to get back.
Incredible. Very excited to have you guys back on the radio. It's amazing. Buddy. Love Dan.
Honestly,
Soder.
Thank you very much for letting us do the Orphan Tapes.
Of course.
It's going fucking crazy.
And when shit goes south again, you guys will be welcome back here.
It's a
every year when you go through these negotiations and they try to fuck with you, don't worry. Jesus. I'll be there to fuck
It wasn't in. Them fucking with us. It's you don't understand how much fucking bullshit lawyers cause.
I don't understand.
No, I'm sure you do, but I'm saying, like, we went 4 weeks. We had a deal done, and we went, like, 5 weeks of them. They just sent us a generic contract. Yeah. They were like, oh, these are all the things you're going to get. And then they sent it to my lawyer. My lawyer's like, they just gave you, like, we got to carve all this shit out.
Yeah.
So it was fucking very frustrating.
Well, that's amazing that you guys are back. Very happy to have you back here on the Real Ass Podcast, Dan Soder.
Damn right.
So you guys know I've hurt my voice by screaming so much. Right. If you hear it in my voice right now, it's actually shot.
You came out of this episode telling us we were the girl at the bar and you were the guy that's like, I'm gonna fuck you all night. And then we were rubbing you over your pants and you got in the cab and you blew your load.
No, I couldn't even get my dick hard.
fuck. Stupid fucking gummy worm. Stupid gummy worm.
I hope by the end of the episode you can't talk. That's a goal. That's a goal.
Just warrior talk it.
Thank you, Dylan. Finally, you do something.
Besides
Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. All my shows here on the network. This one, bye guys. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, and Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
March 26th, Fairfield, Connecticut. Get the fuck out there, bitches. I think Zach, you're going to be on that show as well. I'm going to confirm that today, my friend.
Excellent.
Me and Zach Amico bringing the real ass tour to a city near you sometime fucking soon. Also, shut up, Shannon. I know that I sound like I'm a... I can make it normal.
Wow. No, you can't, dude. God. Stop. You're making it worse.
Zach and I'll be on the road. It'll be completely safe for everyone.
And also, don't forget about our 5 o'clock drive time giveaway. Also, coming to the stage, we have Cinnamon.
You're just going to be full.
You sound like an old school DJ now.
All right, guys. Don't forget, right. It's a buck a play on Tuesdays.
Coming up next, Steppenwolf.
Yeah. Dude, I love it. I hope by the end of the episode, you're just an old black blues player. You're like,
man, that was when my mom ran out on me and I left me to die.
He's playing a trumpet with the end of a.
This one's about my wife who died on heroin.
Look, kind of deep.
Incredible stuff
said
happening.
If you needed to get crack, all you had to do was go above the 10th floor of the hotel.
They used to call me Yellow Tuna. I'd be down there flinging them pussy, touching pussy.
I came in too hard. Shannon, please remind me never to come in that hard again. I loved it.
I knew the mistake you were making. Physical but the thing damage. That I was so preoccupied with your fucking, you know, when little kids perform for their families and they're like, guys.
It was great. Oh, it was so dramatically good.
I've learned my lesson. I'll never come in that hard again.
Your voice is going.
Shut
so
up,
bad.
Bitch. Your voice is. You're sick.
You guys gotta stop doing that. That's gonna be you by the end.
You guys are so.
I hope we really bring up some beef for someone that you're angry with. Where you're like, fuck you guys.
Dylan, get in here. Dylan, fuck up.
Seth Simons, I'm coming. I'm coming for you.
Seth Simons, I'm so mad at you.
Check out my other podcasts here on the network. Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, Legion of Skanks, and now Gomez Watches Seinfeld, where me and my sister watch a brand new episode of Seinfeld every week in order. Season 2, episode 3 coming up this week. Go subscribe and support all that.
This week's episode, The Low Talker.
Oh. Nice. I actually thought it was, and I was like, oh, fuck. But it's perfect.
If you guys love this show, and you love all my other shows here on the network, and if you guys want access to the premium side of Gas Digital, subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. You get access to this show's complete on-demand library. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Gomez Watch Seinfeld, Bye Guys, fucking Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Shannon Lee Hires, The Thing Is,
Woo!
Ding! Are you fucking crazy? All of those shows, plus many more, 22 incredible shows on the network. We just signed Jessica Kirsten's show to the network. We have lots more shows coming out. Oh, the lead singer from Killswitch Engage just signed to a brand new show on the network.
What does he sound like when he sings? Can you do that for us, Lewis?
I am the lead singer of Killswitch Engage.
I can fucking see the blood going down your throat.
I really hurt. None of these are good.
Dude, you're going to be Polyp J. Gomez after this fucking episode.
So make sure you guys subscribe. Use that promo code. You get a 14-day free trial. You get access to the entire on-demand library. Ad-free, uncensored. Plus, you get access to the Racist Live Chat. Fuck yes, guys. Racist Live Chat always bumping. J-Ron says that's what you get for screaming like a cringe spurg. Go fuck yourself, J-Ron. You get one more comment before you get banned from the Racist Live Chat.
Why? J-Ron just hit you with some real ass...
No.
Yeah, honestly, that's a real ass dude.
Ironically, I don't want people to be real.
You want to get your ass kissed in the fucking racist chat?
A spurg.
Oh.
What is that?
Aaron Berg, if he was Puerto Rican.
Hey.
That's just my Justin.
That's a fucking great fucking joke right there. I won't say that. You denied a great joke. A spickberg. I thought it was pretty good. Also, go to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Subscribe there.
This is a pretty good joke.
You start playing Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima.
You start playing that shit. Me and Ian roll with that.
Yep.
We'll Twitch with you.
Mm-hmm.
What's Ghost of Tsushima?
It's a samurai game.
It's like Red Dead Redemption, but for a samurai. Ooh. Fucking rules.
Four different sword styles, bro.
Yeah.
Don't bring your water
moon
stance.
Moon stance, wind stance, water stance, stone stance.
Stone stance. Moon stance.
Kikolos! That's
the game sounds awesome. You guys, fuck!
Our first topic, girls. Are they icky?
Sorry, Shannon, I came too
hard. Number two, does Shannon make you feel warm in your pants?
warm fuzzies or cold pricklies.
We decide today.
I walk in every day now. When I walk in, I just go really close to Shannon and put my lips right next to hers.
What do you why?
Shannon, will you kiss me?
I want to kiss you.
Hello, hello.
Shannon, put your tongue in my mouth.
Wait, you get in her face and then you're like, yeah. What are you going to do about it?
I want to see if one day she just fucking gives into the temptation. She's like, you have a girlfriend. I was like, my girlfriend's cool.
I hope she bites your nose like a psycho.
Just like a Saigon whore.
Just spits it right in my face.
And then Dylan's like, ah, ah, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Trying to like,
it's
background.
Like, I'm fucking sick of it. I'm sick of it, Lewis. Do something, Shannon. Do it. Kiss me.
I come into work every day, and every day you harass me. It stops today.
Dylan's in the corner going, this is so not lit.
This is so not lit.
Hank is trying to put Lewis's nose in a glass of milk.
Lewis, I got it. Don't worry, buddy. Don't worry. Can I knock out these diamond push-ups?
Oh, fuck. Let's relax, everyone.
Let's relax.
Dylan traumatized.
Shannon, what about a three-way with me and my chick?
Whoa, kissing and touching and sucking. Yeah.
Come on, that's Shannon. A journey song.
I think you've tried this with every one of your girlfriends that you've had.
Right? Yeah. But I have a lot of variety. Is that, in wait,
that's
that
a, Shannon, that's a stage in Lewis's relationship?
I think so,
where
yeah.
He's like, do you know it's serious? He's like, he asked Shannon for a three-way with her. And you're like, oh, things are getting pretty
Shannon,
real.
What would it take for you to ever kiss touch. Lewis? Touch Lewis. Give in to your desires.
Would you give him a...
$250.
Would you give him a... How much money would it cost for you to give him, like, a glory hole hand job?
As opposed to how much he actually owes you right
that
now.
That one you can... Yeah.
What about she's, a butterfly
she's kiss? The only one with points on fucking Gas Digital. She goes, when this thing goes public, baby...
Marlboro Miles.
Yeah. Here's another one of your bucks.
So you're asking about a money amount?
Yeah, money. Yeah. Financial.
Financial amount.
No, forget this. Forget all this shit. I don't want a hand job. To make sweet passionate love to me, what's the number? There's a number. There's definitely a number, Shannon.
Okay, so this is something that everybody is going to know about.
No, I keep it a secret between me and you.
Yeah, right.
We are talking a strict NDA. Strict NDA. Signatures. No one knows. We have Dylan's mind wiped. He's still back on you biting off Lewis's nose. He can't get that out of his sweet, beautiful head.
He's in therapy. She's like, she just bit it. She just bit his nose.
He goes, right? Right? They go, and then I fucked her and she loved me. He goes, that's not what you want to talk about, Dylan. He goes, it's the nose. I keep seeing the nose.
I will say that Dylan was a fucking real ass dude right there, and he made me a cup of fucking tea. So I got tea right now, a little bit of honey. It's coating my throat.
I hate that you make your I hate your employees become your mom. Yeah, where he goes, he came in, he goes, Dylan, I think I'm gassy. Can you rub my belly?
Dylan comes in, he goes, you do feel a little warm.
You all right, honey? You all right?
Harrington, rub Vicks on my chest.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, he walks by Shannon, and he's like, I'm going to fuck you for a finite amount of money.
No, there is a number.
No, give me the you. Fuck. Give me the fucking number.
Shannon, number. What is that number? Tell
now
me.
Now show them them teeth.
If you can write it down on a piece of paper and show it to Dylan, and can we prices right
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, I've been
damn, this is why SiriusXM came back, got you guys back.
Yeah. Miss me? It. It's old Danny Bits.
Oh, let's stretch this one out, so
it's old. Let's get Jay away from talking about anal sex.
Why doesn't Jay just do a fucking World Star Watch Along podcast?
Yeah, it would be amazing.
It would be.
Because we wouldn't have the bonfire. Because we have to do 8 hours a week, Lewis. Shut the fuck up.
So that's the number. Prices right it?
Dylan, did you see the number?
Shannon, yes. This is, nobody knows.
Right.
Nobody knows. Okay.
And this is like the bare minimum amount.
Oh, wow. Oh.
What? Wait.
I'm not going any lower than that.
And this is sex. Penis and sex, vagina sex.
Sex, but nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Oh, raw dog.
Raw dog.
Unprotected.
I'm going to have to change my number.
One position?
All right, I'm going to use a condom at first, but it's coming off.
Well, no.
At one point, it's coming off.
Dude, why are you done?
Not against her will. I'm going to convince her that it's okay.
No, guys, we have to make this agreement right now. Listen, I'm in contract mode. Shannon, will you go for raw dog?
I guess you
can change the dollar amount right now.
I'm going to change the dollar.
No, stop. Stop.
Guaranteed stop. Morning after number. Pill. Guaranteed morning
after pill. Morning after pill?
Condom, but...
Inside or outside comes?
Not ribbed for her pleasure. Fuck you, bitch.
What? Why would you take that deal? Lewis. That's a terrible deal.
No, she's going to have a hard time getting wet to begin with.
Lewis? No, we'll use lube.
Please...
Shannon will get wet as fuck for me. Are you kidding me?
Shannon, raw dog,
Guaranteed morning
no, no,
after
no, no.
fill.
Forget the raw dog, because I want to know the bare minimum to penetrate Shannon.
Okay, you want the actual, like, you're going factory floor. Nothing added on.
Do we get any foreplay? Do I get to, like...
Is there a true code?
I would add all the bells and whistles if I were you. I'm talking about, I would go for a beach, a TF. I would go for maybe, you know, you got to test the market. See what it
is. No, we... It is,
so you're not going fully loaded, Shannon. You're going...
1 hour. It's a 1 hour... Love making session. I get multiple pops.
Multiple pops.
Multiple.
She keeps furiously writing.
Stop.
Looks like long division.
She's like, I don't know.
Are we doing this? Is this 80s money? 90s money? Now money? What's the?
looks like she's
writing code.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know. It's all ones and zeros. Ones and zeros.
Well, just like in Pawn Stars, where he's like, listen, I'm going to have to frame it. Real estate in my store. Can you meet me in the middle?
I don't know. What do we got?
Maybe at auction.
How can I walk out of here?
You're gonna sit here.
Bare minimum.
Oh.
For one time having one, sex.
But we,
an hour.
We make
not
out and give each other oral.
Not an hour. That's a different thing.
So you're hoping he pops quick.
Yeah.
So you're gonna, wow. you're gonna make it good.
That's a real ass chick.
Shannon, first of all, put the sexy music on. Second of all, so you're gonna make it good for me though, because you want me to come quickly. You're not gonna be wincing and being like, please stop.
If I'm doing Kegels and quickly. Twisting your nipples,
yeah,
that is true.
She's doing Kegels and coming in like the way Lewis came into this episode.
Yeah. If Shannon's
she's like, fuck yeah, I'm ready to fucking
come loose, like, stop, you're making me all wobbly. You're making my weenie all wobbly.
If Shannon's crying, I'll just come before I penetrate her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
so
like, and you're like, it's happening.
you just
the wet stain in your jeans starts spreading. It's happening right now.
No, it's the bare minimum one time sex, but there's a little bit of foreplay. Shannon, come on.
Yeah, Shannon, this has got to be an actual lovemaking sex.
It's not like I'm not going to just put it in you and pump away as you fucking wince.
Can I tell you right now, the investors, they want to know that love's being made.
Well, this thing ends.
Slower.
This whole thing ends when you finish.
Immediately pull out.
Dude, she made eye contact with me while she said the word finish, and it did something to my penis. I'm not even lying. She's like, this all ends when
Lewis is going to get
honked. And she landed on the word finish when her eyes met mine. She was like, this all
Lewis
ends
is
when
gonna,
you.
Lewis is going to get honked at a red light later because he's going to be thinking about it.
Wait, I want to see it.
He's like, oh, shit.
I
want to
see it work. Shannon, what kind of people are from Finland?
Finish.
Oh. I caught shrapnel in it. I caught a buckshot. Fucking. So we're talking, and again, the investors. These are very important people.
Sharks.
They want to make sure.
These are
whales.
You.
We got whales.
Dun,
big
dun,
whales.
Dun, 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 dun,
they want to know
dun.
That you guys are having a lovemaking sesh. So it's going to be kissing. It's going to be the full thing.
Touching. Okay. Grabbing the back
to this
of the
music,
head.
Only yeah. this music. Silk okay. sheets. We're gonna put you up nice.
Heart shaped like a bed.
Round
a
bed.
A bed shaped like a heart.
A round bed.
No, I have a heart shaped like a bed. All right.
That's why we are very worried about that. Because he has a heart shaped like a bed.
I keep forgetting to make my heart in the morning.
Yeah, you go.
So we're gonna Price is Right it.
Yeah. What are we thinking?
Wow.
I'm going. 15 million.
15 million now.
I got to say it somewhere.
By the way, the number that I have in my mind right now is the
affordable?
Number that I might pay.
No, this can't turn into, if they use this at a fucking solicitation of sex trial, where they have to show this actual episode, and they're like, it's right here that they're joking around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turn serious.
Okay, Shannon, are we talking your real number, or are you going to be silly and put like a few minutes?
This is a real number. This is like legitimate.
Like an attainable could happen within the year number.
If we slid it across, if I brought in a businessman who's like, Shannon, I have paid for it. This is the right amount of money for Lewis to stop you. And then you
German, a German negotiator.
Dude, they're in weird shit.
I've always wanted
I
to
only
pay.
Hire Germans.
Yeah.
They has a very I like the way they talk on the network. I like the whole vibe. So I want to watch Lewis fuck Shannon.
Yeah.
I get the tape, the security footage.
So Dan, what's your real number? What do you think?
Honestly think it would be to set her up comfortably. Because she would be afraid if it's ever got out. Shannon is a very sweet girl.
No, she's considering that this is never going to get out. And Shannon knows that.
I don't
have a big mouth.
But I understand how Shannon's a very sweet girl. I'm going to say $5 million.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. I mean, we are so far off from what I think that number is.
If it is much lower, you I have, will pay for your therapy.
You have the number. You can't change it.
All right, Shannon.
Shannon, wait.
Addendum. His phone is not allowed in the room.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because if he's going to check his text, he's not checking his text.
Hold on, I got to check my text. Oh, right there. Oh.
Do you like that?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh,
sorry, my seamless text.
My seamless order's coming. Hold on, I gotta check my Robinhood app. I think I'm up on Dogecoin.
Oh,
it's fucking so deep.
Oh,
so
got a deep. Weekend, I'm all he can song.
Ian, what do you think?
Okay, Shannon said that this is a legitimate, attainable number within the next calendar year.
Well, she's not...
For right, no one to ever know.
Oh, did I way overdo it?
Oh, yeah, way overdo it. Wait, Dan, yeah. Dan, I mean...
I don't make a lot of money, Dan.
Jesus,
I'm Dan.
Can I give a? Can I reestimate?
Reestimate. Go ahead.
You guys go, and then because I feel foolish.
Yeah, but if it's Price is Right rules, then you're gonna fucking do the dollar thing.
No, I won't, because I just want to. I feel Shannon. Come on, you're
I'm,
a great
I'm
person.
Thinking. I'm thinking. Dollars. I'm thinking. Lewis, legitimate chance next calendar year. Shannon, never telling anyone.
Never.
Shannon.
I think like $15,000.
Really? Because I just said 50 in my head. 50 popped into my head.
Well, 50, it's an 000. Attainable number.
But I would hope that Shannon would not do it for less than $100,000.
How much does a used Audi gallon?
Yeah. He goes, I got to flip this thing.
Yeah. Oh, listen, you don't get Shannon the title
till I get the punani.
How much is the emotional damage of taking James out of private school? Yeah.
James, you're going public. Learn all that boxing training is going to come into help. We're going to learn you how to fucking stick and move. Yeah, 5 million is
it's crazy. That's wild. It's not normal.
It's an attainable.
I'm gonna say right now $50,000.
50. Wow.
Zachy.
Shannon, look at me.
Pull your tits out.
Show them titties.
Show them titties, Shannon.
Lock it in.
Shannon. $65,000.
$65,000.
No.
All right. Say $15,001.
Oh. You're supposed to do $14,999.
No. Because
to go over?
Without going over. It's the closest without going over.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
So $15,001. Now, I was going to say $15,000.
Yeah.
But I think if I 15,000 in an envelope in cash right now, she would fucking suck me off on the merch side. I'll tell you right now, there's no doubt about this. But I think she probably went a little bit higher because she's trying to fucking act all coy.
Because this is public?
And this is never, ever, no one is ever finding out.
No one's ever
finding
like
out. In a year, it's like, well, it's been time.
She'll say it on her podcast. She'll be bored. She'll have no content 1 week. She'll fucking let everyone
know. I'll say it. I'll say it right
I
now.
I sucked his dick for $6,500.
I had him. I had him in the bathroom at Gas Digital.
I had him.
I had him and I spent the money on a new coat. I got a new coat and a bus pass and everything was cool with me. What is it?
All right, Price is Right rules. Let's go. What is it, Dylan?
$35,000.
Wow. Oh, you
won. That's very specific. Like Shannon's trying to get this deal done.
Is there something you need?
Do you have? I was thinking that would cover my rent for like a year.
Okay.
And plus, I can like do some extra if I can go on a vacation. Yeah. Like I could be
hire
very comfortable for
therapist.
A year.
Yeah, but then when you were vacationing on some beach and you shut your eyes, you just see Lewis's sweaty shoulders in your face. Like, is this what you always needed?
But also, I won't.
Grand.
I probably wouldn't ever have to deal with his sexual harassment anymore because he'd be
oh,
over
no,
it.
No, 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 no.
It would get come way up worse. In weirder ways.
It would get way worse. And worse, you would just look over and he'd be biting his bottom lip while Zach was doing his plugs. And he's like, she's like, stop.
And when he enters the studio, I'd always go, can I come inside?
Yeah. Hey. Oh, I didn't. You guys would have that awkward work interaction. You go, you go first.
20,000. She'd do it for 20. I could talk her down to $20,000.
Would you write a check right now?
No. No.
Well, it would bounce. Shannon, don't tell anybody this bounce.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Shannon, don't.
Hey, Shannon,
don't cash this on the 15th.
Yeah. Shannon, it'd be really cool if you wait until March. And then, you know, I don't know. 35K to fucking suck old Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Hell yeah. That's not bad.
Not
if
bad.
I'm ever a millionaire, I might just throw it at Shannon just to fucking...
This is why when people get mad at very rich men, when they're like, they were found on a yacht with prostitutes. It's like, yeah, dude, they were paying those girls like $60,000.
Yeah. and they just had the doggy pile on them.
This is like, Dan's such a nice guy. He thinks prostitutes cost $60,000.
The ones on the yachts?
Really?
The ones on yachts. Yeah, the ones on yachts are $40,000.
Yada, 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 yada. They're giving fucking $20 top offs on yachts. No. A hooker on a yacht is still going to be a hooker. You guys go to
my buddy.
You guys go to a yacht, or you guys go to a fucking
hookers,
hotel room.
They're escorts.
They're escorts.
They're escorts.
And my buddy that
potato patata.
My buddy that worked on Wall Street, and I used to live on his couch. He got into a real big hooker phase when he started making money, and he was paying like $8,000 for a night with a girl.
Damn. Well,
and
they were night. You will do a whole night.
It's going to be. Yeah. It's going to be wild. Yeah, but you've got to bring him to a yacht.
The problem is you come once, you're like, I don't want to be with this bitch for the whole night. Oh, get out.
Oh, do you like movies?
Why would you want to spend a night with a hooker?
You see, my boyfriend's calling me. You go, you should just take that. Just take that. I don't know. I feel so different now. Yeah. Put it back in me so I feel the same that I did.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to offer Shannon $20,000 to have sex with me at one point in my life. I'm going to come in with an envelope full of cash.
You should bag of money her.
Yeah. You were going to regret it the second you come.
I'm just going to pay her in nickels.
Pay her in a sock full of pennies.
Man, when you guys are getting dressed,
just beat her with a sock full of pennies and take it.
I think there's a Star Lab. So what are those called? The coin cashing places?
Coin Star.
There's a Coin Star down the street.
Do you want to meet at the TD Bank?
I got an account there. They'll let me do it.
I thought Tran's going to take the money and go to that guy that gives you a new identity in Breaking Bad.
She goes, I want to live somewhere warm. And he goes, I got you.
Yeah. I think you can get some hookers on a yacht for way cheaper.
No. I mean, how, like, Instagram model hot escort.
I'm talking if money wasn't an issue for you. If you didn't have to negotiate and you were just like sultans. They're just
Let's say I want to go take a little yacht party. I want to have a yacht party.
How much do you think the daughter from Taken would have cost to get on that yacht?
Oh, you mean she was like stolen?
Where do you think these girls come from? The fucking sign up sheet?
Oh, I think that most of them aren't kidnapped. Come on.
I bet it.
Once in a blue.
I bet it's like a 70-30 ratio.
No.
30% kidnapped.
No. I mean, the Asian ones are all kidnapped.
Yeah, they're not.
The Asian ones, me and Ian have discussed this at length.
Hey, you want to?
Those are victims.
Those are straight victims.
And they have to massage you.
Oh,
how degrading.
The hand strength that they have to maintain.
These girls on yachts just take pictures and swim and drink
champagne. Yeah, but then they have to just take nasty loads from big, greasy, fucking rich dudes.
Oh, I want to be rich enough to throw my friends a yacht hooker party. How cool
would that be? Oh, you threw us a warehouse hooker party, and it was not safe. I mean, there was a girl with tire burns on her body.
Excuse me, that was an abandoned Payless shoe store. You have respect.
I had to go to the store and get one of them socks.
Yeah, dude, Lewis is big. I would hate to see the hookers Lewis brings on a boat. He goes, this is destiny. She can't swim. She'd be clawing at the edges.
She's fucking you with a life vest, just in case.
Dude, you have to fuck a hooker with a life vest on? Yeah. You go, yeah, can I see your tits? She goes, honey, I ain't going in the water.
Oh, you'd be an extra.
I really need to.
We got a good deal from this guy who loves the network, Jordan Vandersloot.
He's going to crush, literally, that girl in Peru.
I really need to up my hooker party game, because the only hooker parties that I've ever thrown have been pretty disgusting
in
creatures.
A dark black warehouse with pictures of the Joker over the
dark
bathroom.
Black hookers.
I understand why you want to do it, but I don't think it's a good idea to throw a discount hooker party.
I understand
the smells alone.
The problem is you don't look. Plus, also, what they might bring to the party, like a guy that doesn't know they're a hooker and is angry about it.
The problem is when you do a discount hooker party, this is what's happening. Okay, if you've ever thrown a party, like let's say a Super Bowl party, right? The discount hookers are like when you go to the supermarket and you buy the pre-made charcuterie trays.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, it's just a bunch of shitty meat and cheese, it's in a plastic thing.
I mean, it tastes good, but it's not
it's
great.
Fine. It's meat. Yeah. It's fine. It's meat and cheese.
It's great. You're not impressing anyone?
Some Ritz crackers, your money.
Love it.
Yeah.
But if you really want to impress people, you're fucking putting it together yourself. You're getting everything a la carte.
So, those hookers... those escorts on the yachts are like when you see the guy's got the white hat and he's cutting the meat in front of you and you're like walking down a buffet, like a really nice wedding. And
you can
like,
do that to her.
Yeah.
For the right amount of money.
Trust me, there are those people. And those are mostly the kidnap side. But it's, dude, that's what I'm talking about. That's like high end.
I want to,
60,000.
I want to be like American Psycho. I want to just pay these hookers so I could beat them.
What?
You're mostly already there.
What?
Yeah. It's a bit. No.
That's the
Shannon's
noise.
Shannon's numbers is going up and up.
She's crossing
this might be
out.
A dangerous situation.
Shannon, don't just look at her asshole. Eat it.
I can't believe I, like an idiot, I came in with $5 million.
$5 million. What are you thinking?
What a sweet pie-eyed boy.
You are a fool.
I am a fool. I am a big-headed fool.
Shannon, you could probably work with some money out of Dan Soder.
Yeah, dude. She's like, hey, I'm really sad. And I'm like, I got 60 on me. I just took out 60 out of the ATM. You want it?
35 to me, when I hear that number, I hear 20. I'm like, I can get her for 20.
Jesus. No. You are I'm a salesman.
Yeah. I know for a fact.
35, that's her, like, we're on air, we're talking
she
about
She wants
it.
20, so she goes 35.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think she wants 35, and Lewis just knows he can fucking bulldog her down to 20.
I think he can bulldog her down to 10K.
I told Dylan it was my absolute bare minimum, 35. 35 was my bare minimum.
I don't believe you, though. Well, you told
Lewis,
Dylan...
you're only worth $35,000.
You told Dylan that, but we're talking about, like, money is on the table in front of you. Right there.
It's not
like
just a briefcase. Cash,
a stack of cash.
It's like a game of
poker.
Cash.
Like a game of poker. It's just fucking banded up and right in front
Definitely
of you.
Definitely 20K. Shannon, 20K right now. Just cash in your hand. All you got to do is bend over. Let me slide it in.
That's, there's no kissing or nothing?
No kissing. Fine. No foreplay. Shannon.
What?
We knock out the foreplay.
You don't got to look at me.
Shannon, I'm going to start negotiating for you. I'm talking no beach, no heege, no fucking touching.
Well, what if I rented a yacht? What if you became a hooker yacht? A yacht hooker.
Your money, you better
Lewis
go.
Lewis goes, the yacht fell out. It's a pontoon.
Listen, it's actually just a truck. A guy's going to drive us around the city, the Isle of Manhattan. In. It's a flatbed, but it's got a cover. So.
We put a fin on it. Looks like a kayak.
Knocked over my damn water bottle.
It's all good, baby.
Getting all
boy.
Excited.
You're just cleaning the floor. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude.
Shannon, what if there's no foreplay? Just penetration, bend over, slide it in.
Something about this bothers me more.
Right? You want to make love to me. She wants to make love to me.
Dylan, can I get to
me? He's grabbing them. I need time. I think I need to like ease. I haven't had sex in 3 years. I need time to ease into it.
My dick's not huge. It's not going to hurt you that much.
No. But I just mean the whole process of being
intimate
with a human
being. Oh, you want some foreplay to...
Yeah.
Shannon is off. She's so in. Are you guys... These are buying signs all fucking day
long.
What
would you do? What would you do as like foreplay with Shannon? Like, would you take her to dinner? Would you hang out, watch a movie?
I would control her really hard.
You go, Indian burn.
Yeah.
Ow! Ow!
Sunflower.
Yoink.
body glove. Right on her back. Lewis, you got me when I bent over. Oh, you really stuck
punch
me with
buggy,
that
no punch back.
Hey, Shannon. Shannon. He puts his fist out.
I'm not touching you.
Shannon, close your eyes. You're walking through a forest. Stupid.
If your hand is bigger than your face.
I was just going to say that one. You know you're mentally retarded if your hand's bigger than your face.
I'd write pen 15 on her hand.
Oh, man. It's just funny hearing Shannon warm up to the idea where she's like, no, I mean, probably I would wear something revealing, but nothing too slutty.
Yeah, she'd want to make it like a special night.
Would you, Shannon, or would you just want this thing?
If she's going to do it, she's going
to
do it.
Do you want to do a doctor's visit?
Somewhere in the middle. I don't want to do like a special night. We don't have to do stuff before and after.
Hell yeah.
But I also don't want you to just put it in.
You want some making out. You want some fucking
hair touching, face
hell
touching,
yeah.
soft kissing.
Hell yeah, everyone! Are you watching what's happening right now?
It's happening.
Yeah, Dan's in my lap while Shannon talks about fucking. Is the
I'm just jerking off.
Bye guys, rule.
Thanks, Dylan.
Yes.
Dylan, give me some more tea.
Shannon, so you
it did help my voice, by the way.
It did. Honestly, it did. You would want some kissing, some touching, some rubbing.
Some
you don't
hugging,
want
some
you don't want them just to pull your fucking pants down
right.
And wham bam, thank you, man.
Maybe run an animal cracker up your midsection.
Yeah, she wants the full Armageddon treatment.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, this
Lewis,
is fucking...
to kill her father at the end. you go.
All you got to do is tell him what just happened.
You go.
I'm excited about this. I think that in my life I'll be able to afford to pay Shannon $20,000 to make love to me. At one point,
she said 35.
I know, but I'm telling you, $20,000.
One day he can pay Shannon $15,000.
I'm going to show up with $20,000 one day, and Shannon's going to be like, fuck, I can't say no to this. I really need it.
She goes, look, it's all hundreds, too. I looked at it. She flips through it.
She smells it. Smells right.
Uh-huh. Are these non-sequential bills? This thing ain't going to blow up on me with an ink bag.
Yeah, dude, that's what I do. I give her the money, but I ruin it.
Son of a bitch.
You're gonna fuck her while she's blue?
No, she walks out. She goes, all right, Lewis, I guess I'll see you Monday for Real Ass Podcast. Parked outside. Oh, son of a bitch. Ah, shit.
Okay, real quick, we must thank Manscaped.com for blessing us with the Lawnmower 3.0. I'll tell you right now, if you guys don't know, they make the best electric ball trimmer on the planet. The
thing is amazing.
It's quiet. It works quickly. It gets right between all the fucking crevices and the fucking folds of your balls. When I've shaved my balls with like a Bic or even like hair trimmers, which I've done in the past, you have to be so careful. It takes 10 times as long because you can't nick yourself. You have to be really, really careful. And with the Lawnmower 3.0, it is nearly impossible to nick yourself. They spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created. It's the third generation as well, so they've really got every single possible bug out of it that they could possibly have out of it. And they have little things like an LED light, so if you're trimming your balls in the dark, or if you guys live in Texas, you need to trim your balls. You're totally
good. Or if
your
balls are at camp and want to tell a scary story.
That is very true. They also have Quiet Shark technology, meaning that it's super quiet. You can be trimming your balls and nobody will even know it.
And it's waterproof, so you can use it in the shower.
Or the pool. Why not?
Didn't even think of that. public pool in front of children.
So right now, go to manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D. Use the promo code REALASS, and that's going to save you 20% off plus free shipping. I'm going to tell you right now, get this for the man in your life. That's a great gift for somebody. If you're listening to the show and you want to get your father, brother, whoever, a great Father's Day gift this summer, this is the fucking gift. I'm telling you right now, I've not had a single person tell me that they don't like the Manscaped trimmer. It is such an incredible product. I really do love them. Once again, that's manscaped.com. Use that promo code REALASS. Save 20% off and get free shipping. Okay, let's get back into it. All right, let's talk about some of this stuff. Mr. Potato Head, no longer Mr. Potato Head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just Potato Head.
So now you look like Potato Head?
Now, now you're just Potato Head. If I could grow facial hair, I would look just like Potato Head.
You're just
you get a big red nose.
I realize how much my face looks like Potato Head's face.
Yeah.
Can you do a shot of me and Potato Head side by side? Yeah, I look like a young Potato Head.
Maybe you could do the biop. You could play Potato Head.
You are genderless Potato Head.
I'm calling him Potato Head.
Potato Head.
Put a little Spanish flair on it.
Potato Head.
Potato.
Potato. Hello,
Potato.
Hello, I'm Potato Head.
Potato Head.
Cabeza frita.
He's Dominican.
Oh. Yeah, dude. Remember when you grow your mustache? Lewis. That is fucking goddamn close. Yeah,
Ellis punches you right in the nose.
Yeah.
That's you.
They all spray.
That's
all
you.
That's you with cauliflower ear.
That's you all yacked up coming in fucking. Hey, I'm a real ass dude. Shannon, here's $20,000. Let me stick my other potato in you. Yeah, dude, you're Potato Head.
I'm handsome, fuck. Shannon,
you're very shiny.
How handsome am I right now? Yeah.
Well, that voice just really weirded me out.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So yeah, they're making Potato Head gender neutral.
Good. Yeah. That's the dumbest shit. Why is that a thing? Why is that?
Oh, did you see what happened too? Potato Head came out as gender neutral, and then Oreo made a tweet that was like, "Trans women exist."
What?
Yeah.
Oreo's like, not today, yeah, Potato Head.
Yeah.
Say their names.
But I mean, like,
Betty Crocker.
Keebler Elf. All the people that we've lost.
Aunt Jemima.
Mr. Trans people exist. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, trans people exist. Yep.
What is going on? Why do they hire these weird woke ass people?
I thought you meant that they replied to Potato Head.
Yeah, dude, that would be really funny. That would be really fucking funny.
Starting shit like Arby's.
Yeah, dude, that's what you need to do. If you're a corporation, hire someone unstable.
Heil.
But also corporation, Heil Hitler. If you're a corporation, hire a loose cannon to just tweet, talk, like hire a troll.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Hire Nick Mullen.
Yeah, if you were Nabisco, go pay Nick Mullen to fuck with other cookie companies, because it'll be hilarious. And people that get Twitter and all that shit will be like, this is really funny.
Yes, dude. Well, that's what happened with Steakums, right? Steakums started following all the comics a few years ago.
It's smart.
And then we're just such dolts that we were like, oh, it's so cool. Steakums follows us. I'll wear a Steakums t-shirt. We did so much free advertising for Steakums because we thought it was awesome that Steakums followed us.
We're all dumb carnies.
Yeah, we are.
So we're all just like, I would love to be, thank you for the shirt. I'll wear it on my thing. And they're like, all right.
Steakums just tweeted, trans people are not human.
Yeah. They did the one that Marjorie Green Taylor put on hers. Where it was like, men or women, trust the science. Like, damn, Steakums. Steakums went hard at Oreo.
Steakums is red pilled.
Yeah, wow. It's science. Oh, dude, is that really a
what
thing?
Do they respond to?
No.
They
really did that? Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
What do they respond to?
Oh.
Okay, I thought it was...
Dude, I thought that was fucking... Dylan, good job.
It's
Dylon, good job.
But, I mean, so we have to get rid of Mr. and Mrs. now and Ms. And
I think this is like, you know when you're on a conference call with people and one person talks just to prove that they have a job?
Yeah.
That's what this move is.
Yeah.
They're like, look, we care. relevance. Well, it makes, like, were there any kids that were like, I wish there was a Mrs. Potato Head?
No, it's the parents forcing their kids.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, there was a Mrs. Potato Head, and why can't there be a Mr. Potato Head and a Mrs. Potato Head? You could also make a trans potato head.
Yeah, why can't you make Mr. Potato Head turn into a Mrs.
Potato? You can make them switch, which is really what it is.
Over and over, that's the whole point of fucking Potato Head! Yeah. I'm going to start calling all trans people Potato Heads. Oh, Jesus, dude. What's up, Potato Head?
Hey, and they go, why would you say that? And you go, I don't know, I thought I was part of the, I thought I was helping.
Yeah, it's one thing gender neutral people want, it's to be compared to potatoes.
Yeah, an old Irish slur.
What up, spuds?
Yeah. They're like, first I thought it was bad when we were immigrants from Ireland. Now they're calling out of trans people potatoes.
Now I'm a genderless nothing.
Yeah. Now you're not even giving me a wang or nothing.
It's the family pack that's really the biggest change. The top one is the old one. The bottom one is the new one. And in the new one, there are 42 accessories so children can create opposite sex or same sex parents.
Yeah, but couldn't they do that regularly?
Yeah, that's the whole point of Potato Head.
You can make Potato Head anything you want it to be.
So Mrs. Potato Head now has a mustache.
They should really fucking be like, we're doing Potato Heads that fuck. Now you get to watch the whole process.
Yeah, potato dick. They need different shades of potato. Why are they only one shade? That's not fair.
Oh, Ian got you, Potato Heads. Wake the fuck up.
Suck my steak.
What color potatoes are there? There's red potatoes.
Yeah.
Right.
Why aren't there any red potatoes?
Yeah, yellow potato. There's yellow gold.
Yukon gold.
Yep.
Come on, man.
The Asian potato.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know that yet. Yeah. Well, we don't know that. We'll let the company decide.
Mm-hmm.
Are there black potatoes?
I think those are called sweet potatoes.
Yeah. If they straight up put out a sweet potato with like black hair, and you're like, you guys can't do that.
It's called a chia pet.
Yeah. But if they actually did, they're like sweet potato, and you're like, why does this hair look different than regular potato head hair?
It's very interesting, you know.
It's not very interesting.
My son has potato heads all over. He has like three potato heads.
Yeah.
Well, now you have to have a conversation with him.
No, you don't.
No.
Yeah, but legitimately,
when I throw his potato heads at him, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
you're Nazis.
This propaganda will not be.
You're already just using potato head. You didn't say Mr. or Mrs. You said he's got three potato heads.
You did it.
It doesn't fucking matter. Who's no one's.
Why?
It doesn't matter. Nothing. This doesn't matter.
It doesn't change anything.
People are so. This is like the problem with the 24-hour news cycle is they make this a story when it's not a story.
It's the same reason we had to look at fucking Vitiligo Barbie.
Yeah. Vitiligo. They
wheelchair Barbie.
Which cool, man. Couldn't you just make a regular Barbie and snap off her legs?
But it's like, no, you honestly, if you take a Barbie, if you remember Barbies, you could bend their legs back and it makes little crunching sounds.
Wow. No, we don't. I don't know that specific.
You remember that?
No.
I would make my sister's Barbies. Me and my sister would have like little incestual sex parties with Barbies, Transformers, and Jesus. So here's the thing.
You guys would have fucking yacht hooker parties?
We would also, we didn't have enough money to have any like full sets of any toys.
Yeah, but I'm saying you use the couch as like the beach resort.
So you're using poverty to excuse incest?
Yeah. Well, most people do.
What community are you?
Yeah. You ever been to the lower 48, my friend? The deep south.
Well, I had one Transformer. I only ever had one Transformer.
Fuck a con.
He was a Transformer.
Transformer.
He's like, I'm everything, look.
Yeah.
He, Angie. I had one Transformer, and it was, I think we've looked him up before on the show. But it was the guy that he was a dragon and his legs would turn into a double headed dragon. It was a double headed dragon transformer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So his legs would turn into dragons and he'd be like, but then when he turned into the robot, that was his fucking feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that.
He stole his mom's dildo. She was like, it's a double headed dragon.
Yeah.
That fire,
transformer would fuck the shit.
Rail Barbie.
Nope. Sorry, Shannon. That's way more advanced.
He would fuck Barbie?
He would fuck Barbie.
How would you guys
do 80s double-headed dragon transformer?
How would you guys set that up?
Well, first of all, Barbie's legs don't spread. So you could do the scissoring position.
Yeah.
Which I would do.
Yeah.
Or you do both legs up. Like, I learned the both legs up position on one shoulder from Barbie.
You see Barbie, you get a little hot.
Hell yeah, dude. Two legs up, knees bent backwards. No. Also not him.
Closer.
That's much closer. He was gray.
You're hot. You're hot. You're getting hot.
So would your sister walk Barbie into this party, or would you take her Barbie and fuck it?
No. She would be
afterwards.
Barbie, and I would be Transformer.
Okay, that's.
Oh, I thought you were like handing her Monopoly money, and she's standing on the side of the room with her arms crossed.
He goes, here you go, 300. You let old Double Dragon take out your Barbie.
We're going to get it going in the corner.
But then I also had one G.I. Joe. I had one G.I. Joe, one Transformer. I had three rubberized wrestling figures.
Yeah, the big ones.
Oh, yeah, the big ones. And that was all my toys. That was every toy that
and
I
had. And one
owned.
Stretch Armstrong would fuck him across the room.
No, I wish.
Which wrestlers did you have? Do you remember?
I had Hulk Hogan.
Great.
I had
Roddy Piper?
No. Ooh. No.
Ultimate Warrior?
Macho Man and Warrior.
No.
Warrior was a hard one to find in the LJ in those big ones.
Hulk Hogan. And what I would do is I decided to make my own new toys because I wouldn't get new toys. So I was like, I'm going to destroy these rubberized wrestlers, which would have been worth money one day. I had like two or three. I had definitely had Hulk Hogan. I'm trying to remember what else. But what I did to Hulk Hogan was I took a lighter to his head and I just lit it on fire.
Fucking Sid.
Yeah, Sid from Toy
Story. Oh my God.
So he had a burnt head.
Lewis's mom is smoking, watching him do it. She goes, that makes sense.
I cut off one of his hands and then I had.
Jesus.
It was like essentially. Oh, you know what it was? It was the latch for a door to lock a door, you know, like, so like it's a screw on one end. And it was like a hook on the other. So we had a hook and I called him Mr. Hook.
That's pretty cool.
It was awesome.
That's pretty inventive.
But then I had like two or three of those.
You're innovative,
My friend John Hickey had the whole collection. Like his parents spent so much money. He had every single one of them. And then one day I just convinced him to destroy all of his wrestling figures. And his parents were furious.
Dude, you suicide bombed his wrestlers. You went into it, you know, for the greater good, you should just blow up this whole thing.
Yeah. So
got him to yell Allah Akbar as he just burned all of his. What are you doing? Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's back to the incest.
Wait, did you turn Hulk Hogan into Candyman?
Yes.
Yes,
before White Candyman existed, though. Hey, let's get back to this Transformer Barbie fuck sesh.
Please.
How would it go down?
Yeah.
But you guys would just be like, hey, you guys would just like high five with your toys?
Or? Yeah, essentially. Yeah. I'm like,
oh, Jesus.
And then what would happen after? Would you guys talk?
It was just awkward. After he finished,
would you guys?
So.
I guess I better be transforming out of here.
I got to be. With this experience, there is more than meets the eye.
Transformers, talk to a professional.
You can't not give her a ride home. Here's your truck.
Well, sorry, it's full. I got all this stuff in my car.
And then, the G.I. Joe would fuck her a lot, too. And the G.I. Joe was like miniature compared to Barbie.
Yeah, a little short king.
Yeah. So she had a few Barbies, and, she would cut their hair. And my sister was kind of fucked up, too. So I remember my sister had a Barbie in her bedroom just hanging from a noose.
Wow, that is metal. Aww. That is the most metal.
Was it like a light thing? Like a pull for a light?
Nope, awesome. She hung.
I did that. I used to hang my toys as like to turn the light.
Did she do it like in those movies where they warn people when you're coming into a village? You're like, oh, this is ran by warlords. Oh, apparently.
Just the body parts.
G.I. Joe ears on the door.
Yeah. Hey, why is there a Barbie head in your hallway? Let you know you're getting close to my daughter's room.
Is she wearing a necklace made of Transformers? Her teeth.
Yeah. You go. My sister went full Colonel Kurtz around
because my sister started being like kind of gothy.
Yeah, that's very gothy. Yeah.
She was like in the fifth or sixth grade. That's when because we were into like metal music very very young in our lives.
Yeah. Sure.
So she thought it was like cool to pretty, like.
You know,
it was cool.
And it was cool.
It was cool.
I'm giving her credit right now. Yeah. It was. Mm-hmm. If I walked into that, I'd be like, dude, she's fucking metal.
She's fucking bitch is metal.
She have a black light.
Yeah, and then it would throw me over the top if little Lewis came up and went, do you want to watch him have sex? Yo, why are you doing that? Want to watch my Transformer bang my sister? Want to watch him bang her Barbie?
Watch what they do.
This is 35,000. He just always has that number.
So, yeah, I mean, these woke brands, it's a new thing. It's fine. The problem is nobody on the nobody that's sort of against woke culture gives a fuck enough to not buy these products.
Yeah, they're still going to get their kid a potato.
It's like, yeah, when fucking...
Yeah, do you think people in the Midwest are going to be like, no more Oreos?
Yeah, that's it.
Sorry. Yeah. Those cookies might be my favorite thing in the world, but trans people are a problem.
Yeah.
So, but that's like a thing of the left to boycott brands for not agreeing with their
It's a bully technique.
Right. Yeah.
They bully. They go like this. Say something. Say something, motherfucker.
What happened with...
Don't you like Lipton iced tea?
What happened with Coca-Cola? There's a news story about them telling their employees to be less white.
Well, that's happening in the public school system.
That's pretty funny, though, to be like, fucking show some soul.
Parents are getting letters home to examine their whiteness on like a scale of how white you are.
Coca-Cola asks its workers to be less white to fight racism. Everyone started showing up late.
Less white? What does that mean to be less white?
Guys, stop 50% being, productivity.
Stop being corny.
Yeah, but weren't all those people in like Colombia dying making Coca-Cola? And they're all Colombian? Like, you need to check your white privilege, Jose.
He's like, sorry, sir. My hand got crushed by the can machine.
That's very less white of you. Good job.
I was a carpenter in my village.
Oh, Miguel, how less white of you?
Oh, well, high five, Hermano.
High hand.
Good job. High hand. High stump.
Oh, shit.
What does it mean, though, to be less white?
Let's so see. Apparently they had like a little meeting and it wasn't mandatory, but apparently it wasn't free either. So here's some of the slides from people say like the whistleblower.
There's a whistleblower. Dude, there's someone that was in this meeting that was like, this fucking bullshit. Fuck this. I'm leaking this shit.
To be less white is to be less oppressive, to be less arrogant. Have you ever heard a rap song? What do you mean, be less arrogant?
Also, these are all things. Ric Flair wouldn't exist if he couldn't be any of those things.
I know.
That was all. That's a recipe for the greatest world champion of all time. Woo! Woo!
Woo! Being white rules. Woo! Good. Go back to the slide that I didn't finish reading, obviously. Be less defensive. Be less ignorant. I mean, the literal definition of ignorant.
Break.
Be more break humble. With apathy, break. Listen, believe, break with apathy, break with white solidarity.
Yeah, you know what? I'm leaving the show. Fuck you guys. I'm breaking with white solidarity.
I mean, right this now. Is coming from a person who's not white. I'm telling you right now, those are all traits of Puerto Ricans and blacks. You're describing, that is what, look at all arrogant. Good.
I think they're talking more in like the, well, of course the merger's going to happen. Because if it doesn't, you lose your job.
In the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel that they're inherently superior because they're white. Research shows that by age 3 to 4, children understand that it is better to be white.
Don't you understand, Timmy? It's better to be white. And he's like 3 years old. He's like, okay, Papa.
Try to be less white.
All right.
And that's it?
Try to be less white, they should just show that scene with Pryor and Gene Wilder where he's teaching them how to walk.
We bad.
Yeah, like, yeah, be less bad.
Or when Rocky walks into Apollo Creed's
like,
training.
Learn to run on a beach. Outrun a black guy on a beach. Be less white. Jump rope with a bunch of sweaty, shirtless black dudes in a basement.
We're going to need you guys to be diet Caucasian.
Yeah, just scale it back.
Just fucking everyone at Coca-Cola, all the white people trying to speak Ebonics.
They're like, say hey, Jack. You got that quarterly report? They're just doing 70s black. What's up, blood? Anyways, I was wondering, they go, you're missing it. Richard, you're missing this.
Oh, fuck, dude.
That's stone cold. All yeah. Right.
Say hey. You got that.
Say hey. Can we see them quarterly numbers?
What's up, Jack? Turkey, can I get those quarterly numbers?
I mean, they don't see how that's like just racist. So racist just in general, saying that white people have personality traits, black people have personality traits. We should just be trying to be better to each other, just in general.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with being more or less of a specific racial type.
There's no money in that. There's no money in being like, hey, everyone be cool. Everyone be better and everyone be cooler and everyone fucking understand each other. But there's no money in that. There's money in being like, be less this specific thing that we could fucking market.
And they said that you had to pay for the classes. Like anytime.
Did they really?
Yeah. That's what Dylan said.
That's not what less white people would do.
Oh, less white people would be like, I'll find a fucking free way to do
it. The class is optional and you had to pay for it. So many of these workshops and so many of these things, welcome, it's indulgences.
To, White Guilt University.
Yeah, it's indulgences. You pay for your original sin. You pay for forgiveness. Like, so many people that get canceled, so many people are like, you have to pay to this charity, show receipts, and blah, 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 and then we'll think about forgiving
it's
you.
It's a bully move.
Yeah, it's about bullying and power.
Say it. Give me your money.
Yeah.
Give me your money. The way you're bullying Shannon into a 20K fuck-a-thon.
Yeah.
Just a boardroom full of people drinking, like having a wolf-down grape soda, holding their nose. Like,
it's so much better than our product. Oh, God. Oh, I really love this.
You have orange or pineapple as well?
All this fried food is so delicious. God, I was on a kale diet for over 3 years.
Yeah, it's, there are definitely...
So wait, if they're telling them to be less white, are they being like, be more black, and then they get in trouble for appropriating black culture?
Do you get to pick?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to
Who do you want them to be?
I'm going
to
be more Spanish.
Yeah. They're just, they come in there Chinese.
I'm going to be more Filipino. I'm choosing Filipino to be less white.
Coming to work, Juana, Fanta, don't you want
to? Wrong kind of Spanish. I'm coming in Mexican radio.
Someone comes in with a sombrero. No.
That's it, Dan. You're doing it. Are you guys getting into something? Are you guys?
Yeah, what is this?
Shannon, check your texts.
What is happening?
Are we seeing a real will they, won't they, Shannon? Wow. Down?
She just got an Apple Pay payment.
Oh, no. In increments?
Yeah, you're only allowed to do 1,500 at a time.
Oh, no. You put a down payment on that ass?
You put her on layaway?
Shannon on layaway.
She's not a rent-a-center, Lewis.
Every quarter, I give her a little more money.
Shannon, can I work out a payment plan to have sex with you? Is that possible? Would you? All right, what if I agreed to $35,000, but we did it in incremental payments of $1,000 per month for the next 35 months?
No, because you would be owing me that money for the rest of my life.
No, 30.
I would have to bother you every month.
No, no, no. How about this? What if an automatic
month for 35
stay the course.
Months.
Shannon, automatic ACH payment through the accountant.
No.
No.
Shannon, stay
automatic.
The
no, one lump
full
sum.
Money, full nut. Full money, full nut.
One lump cum.
All right. That's
all
fine.
Right.
That's
yeah.
actually pretty fun.
That's like. A rattlesnake.
I would almost say that you should go with that.
Do me a favor. I think we have live footage from the Coca-Cola factory right now of them being less white. Let's see. There we go.
Coca-Cola sales squad. That's their manager. You're like, good job, everyone.
Follow DJ Quest, stupid.
Man, I could totally see myself at this Denny's just being like, hey, I ordered like 30 minutes ago. I understand you're going through
my
something.
My pancakes
right
are cold.
Listen, I got to get out of here. Just can you box it up?
You know the seven of us that know the recipe ain't allowed to be on the same plane.
Guys, now I can only split the bill six ways. Is DMX there?
All right. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Yo, Coca-Cola's getting turned up.
That's hot.
She fights black people like they're lions in the circus.
She goes, oh, she's familiar with lion tamer style.
Look,
oh,
I
no.
can put my head in its mouth.
Oh,
dude,
no.
If I was one of those guys in the booth. That went underrated. I'm sorry. Oh,
this bitch got fucking knocked out.
Dude, if I was one of those guys.
What's up, bitch?
Everybody's just like, not much. How about you?
Yeah. Oh, shit. No. Oh, shit. Oh, this poor white bitch is.
Oh, no!
Oh, not the
Salt
fucking
Shaker! Salt Shaker!
Food fight!
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh,
good job, little white girl. Oh, look how shitty women can throw.
Dude, they're playing.
She caught it!
They're playing,
she caught it!
Yeah, playing,
oh, you're out! You're out!
They're playing dodgeball with chairs. Dude, that I'd be in that booth where I'd be like, whoa, watch the onion rings.
Yo, this bitch is fucking. This white bitch is hard fucking core. Hardcore, hardcore. And she got nice titties.
Yeah, I saw that.
Are they? Wait, she's friends with them, though. They're all dressed in the same outfit.
They're all in a tag team.
Whoa. This look at them titties.
Yeah, this is like when Shawn Michaels put Morty Jannetty through the barbershop window.
Oh, so they're friends.
They're all friends.
Oh, okay.
The bill came out. They freaked.
Dude, this is so funny. This looks like a live performance. The way that people are lined up.
Oh, look at that guy.
Whoa.
Big pun.
Dude, why does every Denny's at 3 in the morning look like when they brought Damien to the zoo in the
yeah, album? Everyone's just barking and yelling at him.
They're hanging on.
Yeah. Dude, that booth that they went by at the end was the best. That was sitting up. That they're like, uh-oh, we're in the splash zone. Oh, no.
How did it end? What happened?
Everyone ate and was satisfied.
It's just a lot of more screaming.
Is she
and
white or she put her? She's hot.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what she did. She just like got hired by Coke.
I'm trying to defend you. I never see him in the head. But the bitch you said, she gonna get them. And they jumped on me talking shit. Bitch, like I'm not gonna talk shit back.
Hell yeah, I love this girl.
Dude, she is being less white.
She's being so less white, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, come on.
It's good incredible. For her. Thank
good
you.
She good job not being white. Good job not being white.
Do that.
Yes.
Well, good job, sister.
Coca-Cola. Be a wigger.
Fuck up a Denny's meal.
The Coke can has loose jeans on.
What's up, son?
Dog, hell yeah.
I'm a Coke, but I talk like I'm a Pepsi.
Timberland's on the Coke can.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Thank you, Shannon.
Good for her.
Oh, man. Thank you, Shannon. Thanks, Shannon. Anyways, that payment plan will be in 3 installments.
All right, what if it was broken down over the course of 1 year, equal payments?
No.
Shannon, equal payments.
Got to be all at once.
Yes.
All right, what is there a price that if I did equal payments over the course of a year that you would take?
No. No, because it's not, I'm not, you're not, you know, when you get money in little spurts, you don't ever feel it.
Hell yeah. She knows what she did.
Wow. Look at that language.
I'm on big spurts.
I want a big deposit all at once.
You deposit all at once.
The payment not go through?
Give me the drop off, Lewis.
Did you just get broken up with?
Oh, I see. I see.
Oh.
No.
You can't transfer money if you don't have it in your account.
My girlfriend's watching this. She's like, you're trying to fuck Shannon and you're racist?
Yeah.
You have money?
Way to be less white.
Be less white is awesome. Yeah. You know what? We're going to do this. This is today, at least for the week. For the next week, the whole week, all Gas Digital employees have to be less white.
Dylan's been nailing it.
How much less white can Dylan be?
Dylan's like,
yo, son, I've been that way.
Yo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He was bleeding out his nose.
Yo, that was mad crazy. Yo, Shannon, straight flip, son. Yo,
based
Lewis
on the
leaking.
Movie I have picked for Monroe to watch after this, we might want to be careful.
Oh, my God. No. What movie did you watch?
You Pockets and I it. Found a movie called Holla If I Kill You.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Oh, wow.
A straight to VHS.
No Limits? Was it No Limit Records?
Top cast list. Kareem Green, Will Sylvans.
Wow. No.
Really?
Never heard of it. Just
amazing.
Found it on a site for bad black movies.
Holla if
I Kill You. And it's about...
Was it supposed to end at an hour and a half and went 2:30?
It's about a killer named Hollaback who fails out of the black comedy scene, so he starts coming back and killing all the comics.
That's great.
That's awesome.
I'm going to watch that. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
How do you watch that movie? Where is it available?
Frank's been looking for it.
Oh,
so.
My God.
GasDigital.com. GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Every company needs to be less white.
This is Lewis's mission.
You love
He's totally missing the mark. Yeah.
Dude,
Girl
Apple,
Scouts of America.
Girl Scouts. Everyone.
Y'all motherfuckers want cookies?
Hey, Dockers, get off your high horse.
Abercrombie & Fitch. Yeah.
Land's End? You better fucking button it up. You better
Banana
unbutton
Republic
it.
Republic just bedazzles all the fucking khakis.
They're like, yo.
Well, here at Ethan Allen, we...
They go, we went from being L.L. Bean to Lil Bean. Lil Bean. Lil Bean letting you know we keep you warm as a motherfucker.
We got them duck boots. Ugg's like a motherfucker.
Be less white. Coke, you fucking idiots.
Oh, yeah. That rules.
That's great.
You go to Yankee Candle, cocoa butter. Cocoa butter. Weed.
Oh, fuck. Let's see.
That's great. Is good there... for them.
Oh,
good
oh yeah, we got
I love all this. This is fantastic.
Every store at the mall has to sell incense and independently produced novels.
We have... Dude, you know you can get a Lucy at Brookstone now? We have to talk
about
this. Whoa,
Spencer sells umbrellas.
Look, 2020 has been a pretty rough year, and I'll tell you right now, it's been an anxiety-inducing year, and it's not over yet. I got a lot of anxiety. I know a lot of people have a lot of anxiety, and you probably have heard about the positive benefits of CBD, and that's why we got to tell you about Kushy Dreams, Kushy, dreams.com. They make the best smokable CBD bud on the planet. It looks and smells like the best weed you've ever smoked in your entire life, except it does not contain any THC. Kushy Dreams specializes in high-quality, smokable CBD. It looks and smells like the best weed you've ever smoked, except it does not get you high. It just helps you with all of the things that CBD can help you with, like anxiety, depression, pain relief, fighting inflammation, and many, many more things. They have incredible products. It is independently lab tested, and they have a bunch of different strains that have different desired effects, like relax, create, hustle, peace, energy, and dream. Kushy Dreams has great new flower that has just arrived. You could also buy it in pre-rolls, which is incredible if you guys don't want to roll your own joints, or you can buy it in little cans as well. I really do love Kushy Dreams. I smoke Kushy Dreams every day at this point, and it helps me in a massive, massive way, especially if you're trying to quit smoking weed or if you're trying to stop doing drugs or anything else. If you're dealing with any anxiety, I highly, highly recommend it. So right now, if you go to cushydreams.com, KUSHYDREAMS, use the promo code RAP. You're going to save 20% off your entire order, and they have free shipping for orders that are over $20. So once again, smoke your CBD, go to cushydreams.com and use code RAP20 for 20% off. Okay, where were we?
This is a really big deal.
Okay, here it is.
Lady Gaga.
Yes. Oh, I read about this.
Yeah, someone sent me the video of it.
Oh, there's video of the guys that did it?
Yeah, like,
no.
Of it happening.
No.
What?
So I'll send it to Shannon right now.
Send it
what?
To Shannon.
So
with a counter offer of $35,000 for a lovely night of lovemaking. Lewis, I'm businessing.
So here's what happened.
I have the video, Dan.
Oh, you have a video. So here, oh, well, so let me tell you what happened.
Well, I rescind my offer.
Don't bother.
I rescind my offer. Have fun in that weird sex slave relationship.
Yeah. Would it be at a motel or your house or where would it be?
Let's set this up. Hold on real quick. Let's move on to Lady Gaga. So Lady Gaga went to some country to fucking get
be
away.
Less
Rome.
White.
Rome.
She went to Rome.
Who doesn't go this time of year?
How could you not?
She's just been there and she left her three French bulldogs, I believe, with her dog walker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, her dog walker, I guess, lives in West Hollywood, was out walking her dogs, and two guys jumped out of a car and shot him.
Jesus. Death? Is he dead?
I don't know if he's... I know he's in critical condition last
Good
I heard.
God.
By the way, critical condition, I always thought was, like, on your deathbed. Turns out critical... You can be in critical condition and you're fine.
Intensive care is on your deathbed.
Yeah, ICU.
Yeah.
If you're in the ICU, you're fucking... Real close. Yeah,
I see you later because you're dead.
I see you at your funeral.
I see you at a funeral, motherfucker.
Sorry, at this hospital, we're being less white.
At this funeral home, we must be less white.
So. I just got to say, we got your blood results back, and damn!
So anyways, for our funeral package includes a lowrider procession to be less white.
You get buried in a diamond-encrusted coffin.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, you're in trouble.
Open week. And a lot of coffin grabbing.
Yo, I can't read this chart, but it don't look good.
Would you like the Newport hanging off the left or right side of your grandmother's
mouth? I saw a funeral
procession.
Do
you want us to prop him up and play PlayStation?
I saw a funeral procession in front of my apartment one day that had a banner that said, R.I.P. little good good. Yeah, real one gone. I was like, this rules.
Yeah, but, you know, it was sad because the real one was gone.
Yes.
So there's video of the crime, actually.
Oh, no.
But Shannon,
so
hold on.
Sad.
Is this going to be... Like, am I going to have to fucking watch a blurred out shooting or do I actually get to see a man die? Come on.
That's another way of saying, am I going to be able to come?
It's time for another
can
edition.
Can I finish?
Does
can
it live
finish?
Or does
can
it die?
Can I finish?
Let's go. I'm not ready. Does it live or does it die? Lady Gaga's dog.
Oh,
walker.
No, Lewis.
What?
Come on.
That's so
what? We
sad.
Don't know. I don't. I didn't know.
Also, walking dogs, you know, you get distracted. So I would totally get shot in the head where I'd be like, put it down. Leave it. Leak. And then there's fucking just dead.
Thank you, Dylan.
Here's a video.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, no. Oh.
The following video contains some images that some viewers might find upsetting.
Raga,
Let's see.
It's walking the dogs.
Life is great.
Dogs.
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
I got three
Hello.
Dogs.
Hi. What's that gun for? Oh, she just shot the fuck out of him without saying anything. Oh, man, he sounds exactly like I imagine Lady Gaga's dog walker would sound.
Yeah.
Rewind it for a second.
Hold
did they
on.
Already shoot?
No, wait,
they
there's
shoot
audio.
Him?
We got to listen to the
yeah,
audio.
Rewind yeah, rewind and turn it up.
It's not
up.
A French bulldog. He's asking about the breed. Yeah. What a lovely dog. Is that purebred? Give me that fucking dog.
Will it have hip dysplasia?
Give me that fucking dog. Was that
yo, yo, yo.
Problems?
They work for Spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yo, we're just doing a street test.
Yeah, we're just being less white.
We're just in our way to a routine installation.
They murdered yeah. dog walkers and robbed them.
Just shooting dudes in the head for dogs.
They're just scared of little dogs.
Yeah.
Oh no, this is so sad.
All right, we gotta listen to the audio. Right.
Yeah, let's listen to this man die.
I don't think he's dead.
Let's see.
Gotta get parsley. I gotta get a little bit some lettuce. Help me! I'm a scared clown! Dude, closet. That is nightmarish if you're that guy and you survive this. If they have that audio of you, you can never talk shit to any of your
you
friends.
You better hope that's your all-day voice.
Yeah. Tell me. He goes, it was terrifying! And you go, okay. All right, this guy talks
thank
like
God.
This. Thank God. You owe me $300 for the week!
I'm gonna be late to work!
I was wondering if I could get a number 4 with curly fries!
Hey, not yet!
Gigi hasn't done number 2.
Hold on. Fufu and Gigi need to go.
Can you imagine getting shot with a bag of shit in your hand?
Yeah, a bag of chew toys and wipes. Hold on. Mr. Snickles hasn't fucking ran. All right, dude, that's...
You need to clean the folds of their faces.
Jesus!
I get it. It's fucking terrifying. But you don't want that to be fucking the evidence of that.
Oh my God. You had to listen to it in court.
I go, shut it off! I'm an MMA fighter! I'm a fucking part-time. I train and I fucking roll with the Gracies. So, officer, anyway, it was two African-American men. I think they were from Coca-Cola. I think it was a Coke. They were Coke and boys.
I was assaulted by a Coke Zero.
But because they're black, I'm okay with it. But I really feel that's cool from a company standpoint.
Oh, man, that's such
so a... Do we hear him being shot?
Yeah.
I think he definitely already got shot.
No, I didn't hear.
I heard about
it. I think they shoot him to shut him up.
Oh, yeah, no, they had a silencer.
What kind of pros did this?
The video's 2 minutes long.
All right. There's more.
Let's try and get
through. I'm telling you,
please. You're going to hear his screams when he's laying on the ground.
They shoot him to shut him up. Please, if anybody can help me. I've been shot a minute and a half ago. Also, my throat's hurting from talking like this.
I kind of backed myself into a corner yelling like this.
Yeah, all right.
I've been shot!
Oh, he's like Will Ferrell in Austin Powers. One of the dogs starts biting him. Wait, did they take all of the dogs?
No, they took two.
They took two of the dogs and one ran away.
Thank you, Pookie.
He is keeping.
Thank you for licking my face.
He's keeping that voice though.
Oh. Oh. All right. Shit. Oh. Oh, it's just a flesh wound. Oh, you know what? That went clean through. He's just, he's just fucking. He's an action star. He's like, hold on. Let me get this cigarette and my lighter.
I ain't got time to bleed. Let's go find these fucking dogs.
This shit'll make you a sexual tyrannosaurus. They shot me in my right heart. Please, Pookie, go get help.
Dude, yeah.
Run, it's Lassie. Like Lassie. But it's just an inbred French bulldog, so it's like. What's that? What do you say, girl?
Oh, God.
You're saying you want what? White people aren't human? What are you saying, girl?
You're saying you want wet food? You sound like Chris Italia.
Do you blog? Oh, dude, who's this?
You're not a journalist?
Hey, what's up, man? Are you?
He's like, hey, cool? Dude, can you keep it down?
Hey, me and my lady are watching Netflix. You're kind of yelling like a bitch out here.
It's the finale of Cobra Kai. Yeah. And
I just kind of want to see where Johnny and Daniel take this.
That's it.
Wow. They only shot him once, though. And look,
they shot him to shut him up.
Devil's advocate?
Yeah. Shut up.
If I had a gun and somebody was sort of making those noises, I'd
be like this. Just take two. Let me get one.
You can't just hit him with a pipe.
Yeah. Lady Gaga's dogs. Like, yo, give me that dog, motherfucker.
Do you think it was a targeted Lady Gaga attack, or they just saw two dogs and were like, let's do it.
It was a targeted Lady Gaga 100%.
You think it was? It was targeted.
You think they're going to hold the dogs for ransom?
Well, they're in a BMW.
They already asked him. She said she'd pay $500,000 for
it. This is a plot to Seven Psychopaths.
You
could fuck Shannon so many times for Lady Gaga's
dogs.
Oh,
my God. One of those dogs would get you worn out, Shannon.
It's Lewis.
Lewis goes, I got the funding. It came through.
That's why Lewis
got Venmo'd to me.
That's why Lewis is so excited coming to the podcast today. You know how much money he's going to get.
I got two dogs in a safe house in L.A. Shannon will be mine.
Shannon, does it live or does it die?
It doesn't say as of... He hasn't died as of right now.
Oh, wait. So he's
currently alive.
But he's...
In the hospital.
He's on a respirator.
They're dead.
No. Those dogs ain't... Lady Gaga ain't getting those dogs back.
You don't think so? For $500,000? No.
Yeah, but how are you going to get the dogs back and not get caught?
Yeah, the cops are going to be all over that shit.
Well, so she is saying her offer is no questions asked, and the LAPD is pissed off.
Because the dog walker's probably like, I have a few questions.
Can you ask the one that shot me? Why did you not patrol West Hollywood? You heartless bitch. No questions.
I understand defund the police, but also at the same time, we need more police in the neighborhoods.
Fuck you. I'm going to fist fuck that meat person. Give me some help, you ungrateful bitch. I was walking your dogs.
I saved what one of your three hellhounds.
I'm a cowboy. I'm a cowboy. I hope he doesn't die. Please don't die.
Please don't die so we don't get in trouble for this.
Please don't die. God, I hope you recover and you're okay.
Dog walking, the safest job ever.
Yeah.
There's literally no risk.
You get paid to hang out with cute animals. What's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst thing that could possibly go wrong? I got free Gaga tickets.
I got to stay in her house. It's a win-win. I put it's on, like, do what you love.
I put on all of her goofy costumes when I get drunk.
I have her meat dress in the house.
And then I have a snuggle party with all these puppies.
She legitimately has a disco stick.
It's the greatest job ever.
Please survive.
I can't find one.
Please don't die.
Please survive.
Please don't die.
So we can dive back into this.
Please don't die.
It says he's expected to survive.
Whoa!
Thank God.
Oh, thank God. In that case, let's keep going.
I live to see another beautiful day.
The sun has never been brighter. The water has never been clearer. Turns out, I saw their poker face. Their poker face.
Turns out I would have benefited from some
please don't let paparazzi. Me die.
Oh my God.
Oh, fuck me. This is funny. You guys will never guess the job I got.
That kind of hurt my throat talking like that. But
the one setback is no health insurance. Yeah. But what who needs it? I'm not going to get hurt.
What am I
going
to get tripped by cuteness?
I know how to step over a leash.
LA is very safe.
I think mass gatherings are bad, but protest is the voice of the unheard.
What if him screaming at them was because they didn't have masks on at first?
Put on a mask. Put on a mask. Follow the science, buddy.
Oh, man, I hope he's not seriously hurt.
No, he's going to be fine. We love you.
We love you.
You're the best.
We're all monsters.
Yeah, I do like Lady Gaga. I saw Lady Gaga live years ago before it was cool.
When she was just playing Joe's Pub in the Village?
It was Radio City Music Hall. It was actually before she was, like, massive. It was right when she, like, fucking popped. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go specifically to see her?
I just remember getting fired from K-Rock, and then they were like, K-Rock New York, and they were like, you can stay on, but you have to teach the people the new pop station, the board. And they would just make me play Lady Gaga so loud. It was like Gitmo. I felt like they were like torturing me. They're like, more Britney Spears, more Gaga. And I'm sitting in the old Howard Stern studio being like, I'm just going to be a waiter now? It fucking sucked. Dude, she was great when she first came out. It was Jason Derulo opening up for her at Radio City Music.
Really?
This is when me and Beatrice first got together. And I took Beatrice for Christmas. That was a Christmas present.
So she was getting big, but then, like, you know, within the next year doing Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, within a year or so, she blew up to, like, stadium fucking.
That's gotta really fuck your head up.
What?
Just going from being, like, you're doing well, to being, like, massive.
So massive you can't walk around anywhere.
Yeah.
Your dog walker can't walk around anywhere.
Yeah, that's how big she is. Your dog walker gets clapped on for fucking taking him out for a sis. She's taking the dogs out for a sissy.
He calls mom and dad. I got the best job ever.
Sit down, dad. Your gay son is something to be proud of.
Remember how you said I'd never accomplish anything?
Fuck you, old man. I'm making more money than you at the factory, and I'm walking a bunch of cuties.
I'm going to live forever.
Nothing's going to stop me.
Nothing will stop Jacob.
Nothing. Fuck you, Dad.
I'm going to skip down the street walking 3K.
I used to hide under mom's dress and you would say I was gay. Well, no.
He sounds like is it Sporky?
Yeah.
From Toy Story 4.
Yeah. Hey, Dylan, 30,000. You fuck Lewis? Just go with whoever's in that chair. Whoever's sitting there.
There's a number, Dylan, right?
Is Shannon doing Shannon doing her daily bathroom cry?
Yes. She's in the chest.
Dylan, how much for you to get fucked by Lewis?
Yeah, legs up like a Barbie doll. One shoulder.
Actually, like 75, 80, 110?
What? You're so full of shit.
He's jumping all over the map.
You
dude.
Little chicken hawk. You can do it for so much cheaper.
15 grand, I'd be penetrating Dylan's tight little wigger butt.
A monthly Metro card.
Yeah.
He's like, it's unlimited rides.
Mm.
He's too masculine. He's fucking you would, big fucking Jack Diesel. I don't want that.
Listen, I'm telling you.
Don't get him harder.
Yeah, he'd break you like a twig.
He's flirting now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you know, I got size on Lewis, and I'd be afraid. I think I would take a pound it. Take it. I'll hold you down. Look, I can just take it from either you or Shannon at any given moment. The fact that I'm willing to give you $20,000.
How kind of you.
I can just take it. Oh, wow.
You're a real sweetheart,
God,
Lewis.
What a sweet man. I'm just saying, Shannon, if I wanted you at any given moment, I can just take you. I choose not to. Now, Shannon, this is when you sue for that $30,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is
no
where you make
penetration.
It.
Yeah. The pendulum has swung.
Yeah. Now it's 1.5, and it's called GAT. Instead of gas, it's SAS Digital, Shannon and Sutton.
And the new intern!
Me! I'm taking over the bonfire! It's me and Big J, because Dan made fun of me getting shot! Oh, no!
You can't break into a Zoom!
Let's see here.
I gotta take a piss real bit.
You're fine. We got a few minutes left here.
Damn, Verizon's already threatened to cut off my phone.
Yo, you need to pass more money. This is.
I was like, what are you working
for?
Coca-Cola?
First step in working for Coke. This is Jonathan from Verizon.
Yeah, what up, dog?
What up, dog?
Where that money?
Yo, pay me, son. Pay. Where my money?
Hey, white boy.
Where my money?
I'm like, white boy.
It's Verizon.
What's up, Holmes?
Hello, can I help you?
Hey, what's up? This is Little Spooky. I'm calling for Dan. Your bill's overdue, bro. I'm gonna fuck your shit up, bro. I'm like, dude, I fucking respect Verizon for getting the Latino culture involved.
Hello, this is Jin Deep from Verizon. Yeah. Where is my money, motherfucker?
Yeah. Way to be less white, Verizon. What's going on with Governor Cuomo? He's being Me Too'd?
Yeah, some lady said he sexually harassed her while she worked for him.
What does sexual harassment mean?
What you're doing? Everything
the last hour of
every episode of Real Ass Podcast. So what? He brought her into a board meeting and had everyone prices right how much it would
her
cost.
Pussy would be. Yeah.
Dude, that's so funny. If we find out I'm a hack and I stole that from Cuomo, I go, dude, he prices rights pussy? I didn't know that. What happened?
June? So the details of the sexual harassment case are not here. But it says it happened in 2018 while she was working for him. And it does seem like everyone is kind of piling on about this because he said when the Judge Kavanaugh thing was happening that he feels like he should have taken a lie detector test. Now everyone is saying that Cuomo should have to take a lie detector test because he said it about Judge Kavanaugh.
Ooh, several.
We'll do it on Legion of Skanks. If Cuomo wants an open invite for Governor Cuomo to come on Legion of Skanks and do the lie detector test.
That's a full heel turn if he does that.
Or a great way to promote New York opening back up.
Yeah. Oh,
you know who started following me today? Who?
Shannon's lawyers?
Eric J. Weinstein from Weinstein, Greenberg, and Solomon, who are about to fucking take over.
From Weinstein, not that one, Greenberg, and Solomon.
From the good one, and
Brittany Ferlin Lee.
She's Tommy Lee's wife,
right?
It's like, she was like that Vine star.
She's Josh Adam Myers' ex-girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that's probably how she knows of Skanks.
Yeah.
Because she asked who should be on her podcast. And then somebody wrote Legion of Skanks and they tagged me, Jay and Dave. And she was like, oh my God, I would love that. And I was like, whoa, how the fuck does she know who we are? And then she followed me.
Yeah.
And I followed her. Mm-hmm. Then I jerked off to her pictures.
Whoa.
And here we are.
Uh-oh.
Wow. And then I made a Transformer fuck a Barbie with her picture on.
I made a Transformer pile drive a Barbie.
Can we see her? Can we see her?
Can we see?
She's like a hot chick.
She's beautiful.
Her.
Yeah. She's Tommy Lee's wife.
Gorge. Oh.
Hell yeah.
You got no chance, Lewis.
What?
Dude,
yeah, piping her down.
Come on, doggy. Sometimes those bitches don't want that big a dick.
Way to tell yourself that.
Yeah,
that's what they tell me.
Yeah,
say that.
Yeah, they just marry.
They all say that.
They make a vow for life to take that one dick only.
Woof.
Hell yeah,
dude.
Hell
he's
yeah.
Wow.
Tommy Lee is looking rough.
Yeah,
I think he's the only one in the band that hasn't stopped partying.
Does he have Shawn Michaels eyes? Like, you know, when you take
the googly eye.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Let's see more pictures of her without her husband, yeah. Shannon.
Without her giant cocked husband.
Fucking asshole.
It's like she's with him and like, this is a better one.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
I wore the
Are
same
those naturals?
I wore the same thing to the premiere of Billions.
Are those
she wore.
Big naturals?
No, dude. I know Big Nats.
She's fucking hot.
Are those Big Nats?
Those are Big Nats.
Dude, you know me.
Woo!
I'm just a big fan.
What was she famous? Wasn't she famous before she was with him, though?
She's a YouTuber. You know what's funny is I actually looked her up yesterday. It's a weird thing because I had Jack Osborne on my show and I was looking up.
On The Thing Is?
Dang.
Wow, dang.
That's cool.
And so I was so excited about it. So I was doing research and so I looked on YouTube and he had just.
He thought he was
on.
Doing the black female, The Thing Is, that stole your idea. He was
like, they really did?
No.
Yeah, no, there's a black The Thing Is.
Yeah. See, and Shannon,
see, The Thing Is.
Oh, wow.
So I was looking up, and it turns out she had just had him on her show, and she's got a billion followers.
A billion?
And she, no, many. A lot.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder from Billions.
Well, Shannon, a billion's a real number. You can't just say a billion in the world.
You can say a gajillion. Gajillion or just fucking come up with something.
Just have him make a she has infinity.
He has 135,000 listeners.
Well, no, not really.
But not actually, not literally.
I was saying that, Zan.
So she actually asked him every single question that I had to ask him.
Oh, that's good though that you saw that.
Yeah, but and it was just yesterday I looked her up for the first time.
So what do we learn? Retarded big titted chicks have the same questions.
So question remains, Lewis. Think you could bang her for 35K?
Probably not. And she's not retarded. She's a beautiful angel.
You couldn't sniff a rented car she took out for a week.
Whoa, guys, not now. We're going.
Bye, guys. Here are the Guest Digital Network. Hell yeah,
damn.
It's Tommy Lee's cum she's selling.
Dude, having to take that picture of those, like the seriousness that it takes to take that photo.
How many shots?
A guy laying down on a beach. He's like, that's it. That's it. Beautiful. All right, let's get the products up. Okay. And she's like, yeah, this is fucking awesome.
Give me a face like you love weed, but wish it didn't work.
Dude, seeing a CBD store in fucking Soho is disgusting. For everyone that used to smoke resin. And really smoked weed and used to pick seeds out of it. Fuck you.
Well, I've been smoking CBD.
I know. Good for you.
Myself.
Listen, I'm fine with it using it for sobriety, but you are doing it to not smoke weed.
Well, I'm not doing it to not smoke weed because not to smoke a weed.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, Mario Luigi. Be less white.
Less white. Yes. I'm a lesser white.
Hey, I'm an Italian. Hey. The bottom of the whites.
So. Yeah, no, I have a lot of anxiety, and I was trying. I was trying to go fucking naked and not fucking
kid.
Yeah, but
when I stopped drinking, I stopped trying to smoke weed too, and I was just smoking cigarettes, and I was just fucking ripping through them. And then I started smoking weed, and I calmed down. I understand.
I've been
it's
at like almost two packs a day.
Yeah, I get it.
Chain smoking.
I would feel bad. I was trying to not smoke anything. I felt bad about smoking CBD. I was like, I'm kind of cheating.
Not really. I have
not.
I have Heineken Zeros all the time.
It's not supposed to fucking. It's not the act of smoking is the problem. The problem is I get high all day and I'm fucking walking around stoned and in a haze. So this, my level of anxiety, it just cuts my anxiety. As soon as I smoke it, I'm just.
You know why? It's because it's like the placebo effect of you doing it. Like you feel like
there's partially.
There's like part of your brain that you're just like, oh, this is. It's the same way when you stop drinking. When people go to bars or they go to parties and they're like, I feel so weird. It's like, just get a club soda.
Yeah.
Or get something that, not like a regular soda, something you drink fast, but like something you might
sip. That's why I hold a Pellegrino like a fucking vodka bottle.
Dude, it helps.
Yeah, I almost really went to a bar recently just because I was there.
I'm doing handstands.
Oh, this bottle feels great. Oh, I don't feel like drinking.
I'm sober now. Turn me upside down and make a tornado.
I miss smoking cigarettes so fucking much. Yeah. And I did Shane's show in Philly, and afterwards they're all hanging out, and Christine had those hemp cigarettes, and I was like, let me get one.
Christine's
of them.
Such a fucking dumb goth teenager. She's
I have clouds. She's beach goth. Yeah. Because she comes from the beach. She's beach goth. And I smoked one and I was like, oh my God, these are incredible. And I just wanted to, and then I had like two more for the drive home. And by the second one, I'm like, I'm just smoking paper. This fucking sucks.
No, so I'll roll you a CBD joint out of the.
I haven't smoked weed since in like 6 years.
Would you smoke CBD?
I don't think so.
There's no THC.
I'm afraid of any of the effects it would have on.
There's no effects.
Then why do it?
See, well, I'm talking about like in terms of highness. What it does is it gets your body to be sort of it. They call it being back in homeostasis. My understanding is that like it makes your body perform It sort of heals itself. It performs at its highest level.
They say that shit, though, for everything that comes out. Where they're like, this new thing heals your body while your brain relaxes.
Biotin.
Yeah. Take the pills. Drink the powder. Your body is back in its normal form of embryonic. You're like, shut up.
I mean, look, there's a reason that CBD is such a massive thing now. And I mean, when I injured my shoulder a couple of years ago, I told my doctor that I was using CBD to heal, and he was like, yes, do that. He was like, let me try to not prescribe you anything. Keep on using CBD. And it was counterproductive to his business. The whole medical industry is constantly trying to get you to buy drugs.
Dude, pharmaceuticals run the medical business.
I know. And he said, no, that is the absolute best thing you could be using for it. And that's when I started really believing in it. That's when I was like, oh shit, like he has no reason. He wasn't selling it to me.
Can you roll me a CBD joint? Yeah. And then tomorrow morning, I want to smoke it. Cause I've already been high today. So I want to know what it feels like to wake up and smoke CBD. And
I don't think if you're expecting any,
I'm not expecting to be high. I just want to see what kind of shift it is at all.
Okay.
Because, you know, I know when I'm sober and I fly around too much, a little too much energy.
Yeah.
A little obnoxious.
A little Lewis intro podcast energy.
Coming in real hot. Every day.
That intro was maybe the best intro.
Now, are you going to do an outro like that? You got it. Carry us out like that.
No, I'm going to go really low energy in the outro.
No. You got a high energy, dog. Dude, speaking of low energy, I listened to the Chipmunks cover of Refugee by Tom Petty.
It sounded just like that guy screaming.
It is so fucking gnarly. Wait, dude, really? It is. Yo, Shannon, play Chipmunk's Refugee on 16 speed. You feel like heroin shooting into a vein. Hold on. It is incredible.
I didn't. The song Refugee by
Don't
Tom Petty.
Don't wanna be a refugee.
All the Chipmunk's albums are super creepy.
Dude, Shannon,
when you turn them YouTube, to the regular voice.
Chipmunk Refugee 16 speed.
I might just lay around in sweats today and listen to Chipmunk's music slow down.
Sounds like me.
I wanna be Alvin. Alvin.
So that's what he sounds. The dad or whatever. The manager sounds like super low, and they have regular voices.
Oh, really?
Here come the vocals.
I'm excited. Turn this up.
We got something. We both know it. We don't talk.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
How good is this? This is
awesome.
What all the Chipmunk records
are. I'm going to come out to the Jason Ellis fight
you
with
gotta
this song.
You
got to
hear the chorus. It is fucking like...
Hold on.
No real big secret.
I had a dream.
This is unbelievable.
Right?
While we're listening to this. Well,
this is a trailer for a fucking dark-ass movie.
A bank
Jordan
robbery
Peele,
movie.
Yes.
A lot of people don't.
Batman.
Yeah. The city's got to change. I'm going to change it.
In a world
here it
overrun
is.
By chipmunks.
This is awesome.
Here it comes.
You believe what you want to believe. I said don't.
Well, Batman, we live in a society.
You understand that the city has to burn.
For it. I won't let it burn. I will save it. Can you speed it up to hear the regular sound?
We need justice.
Here's the regular
Things
song.
Things are going to be different around here.
I am the law.
Oh, you shot me.
Oh, you just created
this
a...
This is playing while he's getting shot. Oh.
That's what Batman's father sounded like when he got shot.
Oh, no. Bruce, look out. Avenge me, Bruce. Avenge me. Don't be afraid of bats.
Bruce, take 20 years to learn karate.
Go on a real eat, love, pray, pray, love mission to learn karate. Can you do it regular
speed? Yeah, I'm looking for it. Is it the theme song?
Yeah, it's like Chipmunk Punk Refugee.
So wait, someone put the video out of it slowed down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a part where John talks and he sounds Gruber so... No, he sounds like normal. Huh?
Dave.
Yeah, Dave. John's Garfield, dude.
Fucking asshole.
Oh, come on, who's this? Oh, Dave.
Now this is regular.
Yeah.
Dude, this slowdown was fucking awesome.
Well, they make the chipmunk voices by just speeding it up.
Yeah.
So that's what the guy sounds
here
like.
Here it is.
Yeah. This is great. They're both great.
I'm going to do a deep dive into Chipmunk Punk when I get home.
I just want to listen to Chipmunk Slowed Down.
That's good.
On my ride home today, I'm just getting Chipmunk Slowed Down. Is there a playlist on Spotify for Chipmunk Slowed Down?
I don't know. I saw it on YouTube.
Dude, you guys are DJ screwing fucking chipmunks.
Dude, there's a Walk Like Egyptian.
Chopped and screwed.
Where they slow it down to 16 and then double it up, and it is like it's like creepy gnarly.
Yeah, dude, that was badass.
Yeah,
dude.
I know
that was badass. The first one I actually genuinely
liked.
Dude,
the city is crumbling and that song plays.
Oh, just watching big shots of skylines. Yes. And then explosions.
Oh, fucking rules.
Someone make a trailer with that.
We're gonna wrap this one up here. This has been a fucking incredible show. This whole week of shows
Barn
has
burner.
Been fucking wild. What a great week. Real Ass Podcast is on another level right now. If you guys are not subscribed everywhere, please go do that. Leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes, all that other good stuff, right? Shannon, we're going to go out with that last song that Ian talked
about. Go
out
with the chorus.
Hold on.
Go out with the chorus.
Rest that voice, doggy.
With the chorus. I got to go train right after this.
I know. Go get Shredzo.
Get shredded.
Shredzo.
Get fucking crazy. Oh, I want to tell you about my dream real quick because it was so weird. I think people tell you about dreams suck, but this was fucking bizarre. I had a dream that me and Jason Ellis were going to fight.
Yeah.
And it was like the day.
Yeah.
Like, and we were ready to go.
Yeah.
We're in the arena. I'm backstage.
He's going to be prepared. A scary, scary man to see on fight day.
The fuck up, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking, I'm literally, I have no fear of Jason Ellis. I'm going to beat his fucking ass.
Stop hitting me.
I'm betting heavy.
Oh, get off me. Please. Oh, please leave me alone, Jason. I'm sorry. The rattlesnake if I won. I would win $35,000. And I can fuck Shannon. Please just give me 35K so I can back my producer. Please.
It was fight day in the dream, and I was going to fight Jason Ellis, and I'm backstage getting prepared, and for some reason, it turned into Chelsea Handler that I was fighting. I don't know why, but
really?
I was fighting Chelsea Handler.
She's another, be less white.
Another scary man to see on fight day.
So I'm backstage, and she goes to the ring. She's in the ring. They have my music, and I can't find my gloves.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like freaking out, like this thing's not being able to find my gloves. I'm like, fuck, I got to go beat up Chelsea Handler. Where are my gloves? And they bring me out, and then I don't show up because I can't find my gloves. And then they ring the bell to start the first round.
And you're not in there.
I'm like, oh, I gotta fucking get out there.
You're late to the fight.
I'm late to the fight. And then Chelsea Handler's like, what the fuck's going on? She comes backstage.
Whoa. And hardcore match.
We fuck.
No.
Whoa!
Yeah, dude. Was it good?
No, her pussy stunk.
Can smell in your dream.
That's
crazy.
I could taste her pussy.
Dude, sleeping Lewis at that moment was like.
I went down on her and I started licking her pussy while I pulled her.
And then it turned into Jason Ellis, like Pet Sematary 2. He's like, "Well, you're eating my pussy, mate."
Mate, we're supposed to be fighting.
I'm gonna crush your head with my thighs.
Lewis wakes up, he's just licking pocket change.
Well, that's what it tasted like. Almost like a metallic, like when you touch your tongue to a Duracell battery.
Yes.
Mm.
That's what her pussy tasted like.
You're testing it?
It was disgusting.
Huh?
I was like, oh, she still got some juice.
Put this in the toy. It works.
So that was my whole dream. Then I woke up and it was very strange.
That's a weird silent drive to work dream.
Yeah.
Like, what did that mean?
Yeah. All right. Look, this has been a fucking great show.
This is awesome. Thank you.
Thank you,
man.
Guys so much. Hell Make sure you support all these guys. Oh, sorry. No! I love it. Thanks, Shannon.
Damn.
Check out Bye Guys right here on the Gas Digital Network. Go check out The Bonfire, which starts up Monday again.
Yeah, Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Hell
5
p.m. That's awesome.
So you guys are welcome for me creating a volley with the negotiations. SiriusXM finally came through with the money that they wanted to only because I created that fucking interest. Dude.
Sure.
You lit the fire.
I did.
You lit the bonfire.
Yeah.
Fucking cunt. I love you.
So, all right. Thank you guys so much. You guys are the fucking shit. We'll be back on Monday. Who's the guest on Monday, Shannon? Do we know?
It's, I believe, Sean Donnelly and Andy Fiore.
Sean!
Woo!
Sean and Andy!
You're getting a real...
He shot me the right arm!
You're getting a real Union Monday.
Yeah. Sorry, that's the next week. It's Karen Feehan and Jared Schwartz.
Ooh.
Sexy. Sexy.
Yeah.
All right, thank you guys so much.
We'll
see you on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.